I love the joy of children's laughter, which is just perfect for today. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks this day for the joy that fills this place. Lord, may your spirit descend upon us, and may the words of my mouth and meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We pray this in your name. Amen. All right, so today we're going to continue on with our sermon series on the fruit of the Spirit. And last week we talked about love. And so really the rest of what we're going to talk about will build on top of and include this very important first fruit of the Spirit. And really as we look at all the other fruit of the Spirit, you'll see that they all kind of include the other. It's very hard to pull one out and say, only talk about one thing. We have to, we're going to differentiate it a little bit, but it's going to be all together at the same time. And so today's fruit of the Spirit is joy. And so immediately what song comes to my head when I think about joy is I think about the popular children's song, I've Got the Joy Down in My Heart. You know that song? I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where?
There.
Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to say. You all know that song?
I do.
You do? Okay, good. It's a pretty popular song. When we think about joy and happiness, we think of bright sunny skies. Oh, perfect. Like the sun, like as soon as I said that, the sun just came right through that stained glass window. That's awesome. Thank you, God. That was perfect.
Don't let it go to your head.
Yeah, I'll see you now. Yeah, there we go. We think of bright sunny skies. We think of fields full of colorful flowers. We think of bright colors, and we think that everything is right in this world. And that's just my idea of joy. Maybe your idea of joy is a little bit different. Like maybe your idea of joy is sitting on the front porch reading a good book. Or maybe your idea of joy is to be invited to all the parties and being close to a lot of people all the time. Like we talked about last week with love and all the many expressions of love, right? I believe there are many different expressions of joy as well. There is a joy after accomplishing a major achievement or milestone. So, for example, just a month ago, we felt a lot of joy as a family when Andrew graduated from college. And that was after 2 years of lots of hard work and a lot of time put into it. So we felt a lot of joy and happiness as a family. There is also a type of joy in being in relationship with each other, like family and friends and other types of relationships. I have to say, I love doing premarital counseling with couples because they have so much love for each other. And they're such in that early stage of love where it just like exudes out of them and they're in this foggy haze of love and joy because of all their excitement for the future, right? And there's this joy that fills up within them. It like springs up out of them. And it's just so evident to everyone who meets them. And there is a perfect example of how joy and love, the first fruit we talked about last week, is married together, so to speak, right? I find it very hard to think that if you have joy, you can't also have love, right? You have to have the two together. You have to have love and joy together. There are also other types of joy. There is a joy in doing activities or hobbies or jobs that you love as well. So for me, I actually love to sit on the front porch and read a good book by myself, or sometimes it's tuning the rest of the world out and watching a good TV show by myself. So joy can be situational. It can be relational, and it can be found in activities. And oftentimes, we equate happiness with joy. And already, I have used those two words kind of interchangeably to describe the same thing. And I want to talk about this idea for a second that happiness automatically equals joy. That statement is both true and false at the same time. There are times where I am both happy and joyful, and there are times where I'm joyful, but I'm not very happy at the moment. So, for example, I'm going to talk about my dog again. I just got a puppy a couple weeks ago, and when I was a little girl, I had a corgi puppy. And so I've always wanted a corgi as an adult, you know, to have again. And so just a couple weeks ago, I got my corgi puppy. And my heart was filled with so much joy and happiness, and this dog could do no wrong in my eyes for the first 2 days. So I was both joyful and happy. Now, fast forward to just a couple of days ago, I took her to her first vet appointment, and she threw up twice in my car. Apparently, I take those turns a little too fast for a tiny puppy stomach. Now, am I still joyful I had this dog? Absolutely. Wouldn't trade her for the world. But in that moment of cleaning up vomit out of my car, I'm none too happy, right? So there's a good example of how we can be joyful and happy, or sometimes we're joyful but not very happy at the same time. So let's try to define this, though. What would be more concrete terms to define happiness versus joy? So I would say happiness is more temporary. It's more of a fleeting feeling, right? So happiness, we know sometimes we feel happy in one moment and sad in the next. Sometimes we know we're going to be happy today, but maybe a little sad tomorrow. But joy, however, just like the children's song suggests, is something that we feel deeper than happiness. It's something that lives deep down in our hearts and seems more permanent. So a really good example of this from the Bible to talk about the difference between joy and happiness are all the many stories we read in the Bible about the early followers of Jesus and when they were persecuted. So, and there's a story in particular that came to mind of Paul when he was imprisoned one of the many times. And he's sitting in a filthy prison, and he is giving God praise, and he's saying hymns to God. Now, in that moment, I have a hard time believing that he was very happy. He was sitting in a filthy prison. His fate was uncertain. But yet, he still lived into the joy that he had from God. And he sang hymns to God. This is the kind of joy that lives deep down in our hearts and stays even when life gets hard. When we start, though, to reorient our minds from not equating joy with happiness, we begin to realize just how much more difficult this fruit is to produce. And that's why it's only ever truly cultivated in a spirit not of our own, but from God. I found this really great quote from a man named John Ortberg, who's a famous theologian and pastor. And it's a little bit of a lengthier quote, but I felt like it perfectly summed up this idea between joy versus happiness. So hear his words. "We all live with the illusion that joy will come someday when conditions change. We go to school and we think we'll be happy when we graduate. We are single and we are convinced we will be happy when we get married. We get married and we decide we'll be happy someday when we have children. We have children and decide we'll be happy when they grow up and leave the nest. Then they do, and we think we were happier when they were still at home. This is God's day," the psalmist says. "It is the day God made, a day that Christ's death has redeemed. If we're going to know joy, it must be this day, today." But this raises the question, how can I embrace joy amid all the pain and suffering in the world? Is it right to be joyful in a world of hunger and violence and injustice? True joy, as it turns out, comes only to those who have devoted their lives to something greater than personal happiness. This is most visible in extraordinary lives in saints and martyrs, but is no less true for ordinary people like us. One test of authentic joy is its compatibility with pain. Joy in this world is always joy in spite of something. Joy is, as Karl Barth put it, a defiant nevertheless set at a full stop against bitterness and resentment. If we don't rejoice today, we will not rejoice at all. If we wait until conditions are perfect, we will still be waiting when we die. If we're going to rejoice, it must be in this day. He kind of sums it up pretty perfectly, I thought. We rejoice this day because we know the Lord is near. We live in joy because we know that even though our life can change on a moment's notice, there is one thing that remains constant that we can always rely on. And it's that we know that God's love and presence is always with us. We find our joy in being close to God. We find our joy when we find our identity in God as a beloved child of God. We find joy in knowing that not even death will have the final say in our lives. We know that God's love will always win, and that gives us a joy that will never leave us. There's a lot of different scripture passages in the Bible that talk about joy, but I chose this particular one from Psalm 30 because I love the transitions that it shares in this passage. First, the psalmist doesn't sugarcoat how difficult life can be, but he acknowledges how God is at work and present in his life. He says, "I exalt you, Lord, because you pulled me up. You didn't let my enemies celebrate over me. Lord, my God, I cried out to you for your help, and you healed me. Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You brought me back to life from among those going down to the pit." But it's the last couple of verses of this passage that really speak to me. He says, "You changed my mourning into dancing. You took off my funeral clothes and dressed me up in joy so that my whole being might sing praises to you and never stop." We find joy in the Lord because God is so good to us. God transforms us from the old self to the new self. God saves us, God forgives us, and God loves us so very much. Even our greatest loves that we can experience here on earth cannot match God's unconditional love for us. When we live in God's unconditional love and forgiveness, we want to give God all the glory and the praise because it just springs up out of us, out of a place of joy within us. It's the kind of joy that stays deep within our hearts and never lets go, even when life gets pretty awful. It's the kind of joy that turns our night into day and our weeping into laughter. It's the kind of joy, 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 joy that lives deep down in our hearts and stays. Thanks be to God for his joy. Amen.